for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Long Cat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 2, Episode 4, Casual Spycraft.
Greetings to all the Kinder, Adults and Elves of Europe. An announcement. The Little Mermaid Seafoam Rapids is closed for 30 minutes while management run important tests. Danke for your patience.
Come on, come on. Why hasn't anyone invented a waterproof cigarette? This is nice. Fresh air. And it's good to be away from those bloody elves.
Oh.
When you're ready, Thomas, I'm all ears.
One moment. I'm trying not to.
Oh, sharp bend coming up.
I don't want to be human anymore. What do I do? Oh. Help me, sea witch.
Well, I'm waiting.
There's nothing to report.
Oh, come on. She's been here a week. There must be something.
No.
What does she do outside of work hours?
Stares into space. Takes a lot of naps.
Come on, Thomas. Don't tell me she hasn't been snooping. Asking questions.
Oh, yes. Many questions.
I knew it.
Questions like, where is the party at, dudes? Anybody got any vodka?
I love the prince, but he does not love me.
She must be doing something suspicious.
Well, there was... No.
Tell me.
No, it was nothing.
Tell me.
You know Gretchen?
Gretchen?
Gretchen Wolf. Girl from local village.
No?
She's just casual summer staff. She's not involved in... you know. She has tried to be friendly with this JJ several times, but JJ, she has look of panic and runs away. Last time she shouts at Gretchen, I tell you, I am not Angela Lansbury. Do not drag me into your bullshit.
Angela Lansbury? Is it a code?
I have no idea.
I have legs now. It is like knives in my feet. I will smile through the pain.
Gretchen Wolfe, you say? She's never come to my notice before. That's interesting.
Gretchen is very normal girl, Hilda, so it's probably nothing, really. I am even thinking this JJ might be normal girl too.
Or she knows we're watching. She must have seen you following her.
Impossible. I am too good.
But you can't be on her all the time. You've missed something. Thomas, you need to get closer.
Ugh.
Pillow talk. That's what we need.
Seduce her? Oh, no. Don't do that sort of thing. And why would she be interested in me?
Because you're devastatingly handsome.
This is true. But many women tell me I am very depressing. And JJ, she is typical English party girl. She wants men who is full of shouting and lager.
She isn't a party girl, Thomas. She's a bloody spy. It's a front, a cover story. But if she's pretending she likes to party, then you must party with her. Understand?
I will party.
I am Sifo. Spotting your cheeks with tears.
Hilda, I had word from my sister. The situation is very bad. She needs to know when you will arrange the transport.
Not long, Thomas. Don't worry. Just figuring out the logistics. But until then, you concentrate on JJ. Gain her trust. Find out what Jenkins has asked her to do, and how this stolen Vermeer fits in.
I've travelled a lot. I think everyone should, you know. You just learn so much about yourself and about other things. And I can say cheers in 10 different languages. Yamseng, Skol, Gesundheit. Can't think of any others. So, yeah, I feel very at home in an international theme park. So, where are you from then? Can't place your accent.
I am from Norway.
Oh, your family moved around a lot when you were a kid, or...?
I do not have a past.
Wow, yeah. You look forwards, yeah? Never backwards? Good philosophy. You know, that's kind of how I operate as well.
And you will fit right in. No one has a past in Dunkelschloss. Excuse me, my lunch break is over. I must return to Hans Christian Island.
Okay, cool. Hey, do you want to hang out sometime later and maybe...?
No, thank you.
Well, if you change your mind. I'm JJ, by the way. Absolutely pathetic, huh? I thought I'd enjoy seeing you humbled, but that was... Oh, I feel bilious.
Oh my God, Betty, is that you?
Shh!
I can't believe it.
Follow me.
Wait, where are you going?
And act normal, for God's sake. Quick, in between the toadstools.
What?
Stay close to the stalk.
I can't believe it's you.
Hello, sis.
What are you doing here?
Why are you dressed like that? Is that a wig?
Ow! Don't tug it. It's real.
Wow, you look so different. I barely recognised you.
That's the idea. I'm undercover.
Undercover? You're a spy now? Who are you working for?
Bloody Mockery Manor.
Mockery? You mean Margot?
But...
I don't understand. What are you even doing
here? I haven't
here?
Got time to explain. Here, take this letter. It'll tell you what you need to know. Read it in private, and then eat it.
Or burn it. Or put it in the bin.
I don't know, just get rid of it.
But, Betty, what is this? What is this even about?
Wait, the coast is clear.
Oh, God, what's going on now?
I'll leave first, so we're not seen together.
Betty, wait, don't go. I'm so relieved to see you.
It's been over a year.
Are you all right? I got the note you left me at the backpackers in Rishikesh, but...
JJ, not now.
But when?
Okay, look. I'm staying in the village, at the inn that looks like a cuckoo clock. I'm registered as Jane Smith.
I'll come see you. Tonight.
No! Only come and find me in an emergency, all right? Do you understand? Otherwise, I'll come to you.
But why? What's going on?
I told you, JJ, read the letter. Oh, shit, I almost forgot. Take this and this.
What are they?
That's a spy camera. That's a listening device.
Excuse me?
Instructions are in the letter.
Yeah, I know. I get it, Betty. Except I don't.
At all.
Betty, come on.
Goodbye, JJ. I'll see you soon.
Good. Great.
When?
Soon.
And JJ, don't tell a soul I was here. Do you understand? Not a soul.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
It's all right, babe. Just come back to bed. A roll of Sudoku.
I'm sorry, Kelly. It's never happened before.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I suppose it has.
3 times this week.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Stop apologising. Look, you're just letting it all out. That's all. That's a good thing.
Oh, no, it's the opposite of good. It's bad. Bursting into tears every time you touch me, it's humiliating.
No, babes, it's brave. It shows you're not afraid to show your emotions.
But I am afraid. That's the whole problem. I keep it together most of the time, but it's always there, just bubbling away. And then you touch me, and for just a second I feel normal, I feel safe. And then I start bloody blubbering.
Oh, it's quite sweet, actually.
I thought I was coping. I thought I'd got my life together. Look at this place. Top of the range stereo system. Satin sheets. A waterbed, for God's sake. If I can't be happy with all this, will I ever be?
Parker, babes.
Maybe you need closure.
What do you mean?
You know, like, deep down in your subconscious, you still think you're in danger. You're still waiting for the boogeyman to jump out, so maybe you have to do something to, like, show yourself that it's over, and then you can relax and move on.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, that's really insightful, Kelly. God, you're smart. How do I do that?
I don't know, like, you could write it all down in a poem or something, or you could get hypnotised.
Or find out what really happened with Smithy and Norton and me dad.
What? Who the hell is Smithy?
Yeah, that's what I need. Closure. Kelly, you're absolutely right. I need closure. And I bet I know who can give it to me.
Mind the step down.
Danke schön, Fräulein. Most interesting.
No problem.
Did you enjoy that, Kinder? What did we learn about medieval agriculture?
Beans! Feudalism!
Come, we will buy some beans from Jack's food cart.
Yay!
Enjoy the rest of the park! Weirdos. I was like that once. Cheerful little weirdo. Swatty Kate who loved history. Whatever happened to that girl? She learned how to survive, that's what.
Any guests in here? Anyone hiding behind the beans? Right, let's read this letter then. Greetings, JJ. Jenkins here.
Apologies for the unconventional method of communication. I have a job for you and your sister.
What could Jenkins want from me?
Hey! Hello!
Oh, go away.
Anyone here, JJ? I brought vodka.
Sorry, ride's closed. Buggy's broken down and there's a weevils in the veg. Come back later.
Okay. First of all, believe me when I say...
Everything we do is to protect Margot and to protect your future inheritance.
What future inheritance? Bloody hell, does he mean Mockery Manor? She's put us in the will?
That's right. Margot has put you in the will.
Flippin' heck.
So, to business. First of all, you will need to gain access to Hilda's office.
Flippin' heck.
And tap her phone, using the listening device as instructed in the diagram below.
Tap Hilda's phone? Is this a joke?
As for the camera, please be careful with it. I'd like to have it back in one piece. It survived since the war, so there's no reason it should break now. Anyway, I need you to take photos of the inside of any Dunkelschloss trucks coming into and out of the park, mainly at night. The camera can take 50 pictures. Once it is full, return it to Betty. Oh, and take photos of anything out of the ordinary. Use your own judgment there. Got it? That is all for now.
Okay, not asking much then. Just a bit of casual spycraft.
Destroy this letter as soon as you've memorized the contents. You do not want it to fall into the wrong hands. I will say no more.
No, say more! What the hell is this? This is insane!
What is insane?
Oh, Jesus!
Sorry. I did not mean to scare you. Keep reading your letter.
It's from my mum.
That is nice.
What do you want, Thomas? Why are you sneaking up on me?
I'm not sneaking.
You just appeared from behind a bush.
I did call your name, did you not hear?
Oh, yeah. And I said the ride's closed.
Why is it closed?
Because I ran over a cabbage.
That is terrible. Look, I have vodka.
Okay.
And some party poppers. Hey! Yes, party!
What's this about, Thomas?
I think to myself, JJ, she looks a little sad. And I say to myself, Thomas, this girl is in a new country alone. You should help her settle in.
Right. Well, I'm fine, actually. Thanks.
Good. So you are enjoying Dunkelschloss, making friends?
No. No one wants to talk to me. Except Gretchen, and she's got some strange ideas about the park.
Yes?
That I'm suddenly starting to see in a different light.
Maybe you should explain to me what you're talking about. A problem shared is a problem cut into smaller, more manageable pieces.
This is ridiculous.
What is? I'm a good listener.
I need to go to the village. Thomas, do you drive to work?
Yes.
Can you give me a lift?
Yes, I can. Now?
No, I thought when our shift's over, but...
No, let's go now.
It's okay, we can wait.
No, let's be wild and free-spirited, like Ferris Bueller and his friend with the face like a peanut with hair.
But if we just leave mid-shift, it will draw attention.
No one will notice if you close this ride. And if anyone asks, we say you got sick and I took you to doctor.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
What a fun adventure for two crazy teens.
I'm 21.
And I am 35. Let's go! We can get to know each other on the way.
We have located the upstairs.
Good, yes.
I will commence with obedience.
Excellent. Go. Bring me his address.
Yes, boss.
Good news, Daniel. You are smiling. It is good to see.
Bodanko.
Yes, boss.
Send a message to Genkai. We have a lead in Amsterdam. A man called Dodgy Eric is making indiscreet inquiries.
About the Vermeer?
No, about your mother's health. What do you think?
I think I am taking trip to Amsterdam.
Yes, it is time we make a few indiscreet inquiries of our own.
This way.
How is he?
Oh, you know, much the same. He's looking forward to seeing you.
He is?
God.
First visitor in 3 years. Just through that door. You look nervous.
I am a bit, yeah. Any advice?
Don't upset him.
Well, hello there, Parker.
You all right now?
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Jenkins, Matty, Bodanko and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Margot, Hilda and the Little Mermaid. Alistair Beckett King was Thomas and Daniel. And Suze Kempner was Kelly and the Prison Doctor. Further additional voices by Abby Eastwood. For transcripts, merch and more information about our other two podcasts, The Ballad of Anne and Mary and Madame Magenta, visit longcatmedia.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Mockery Manor and at Longcat Media.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world. Pretty weird, right? I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Hanapocalypse, a story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.